Kia ora, you're with The House, and I'm Johnny Blades. The last week of a rare four-week sitting block at Parliament and the government's program of moving legislation through under urgency continued at breakneck pace. Here's a little summary of what went down this week. The Road User Charges Light Electric RUC Vehicles Amendment Bill was read a third time, during which Transport Minister Simeon Brown explained why the government wants owners of light electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids to now pay road user charges.
Mr Speaker, we've now passed the 2% mark for electric vehicles and the light vehicle fleet, and it is only fair now that those vehicles start paying their fair share towards contributing towards maintaining our roads and the upkeep of our roads. Transitioning electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids to road user charges is also the first step as part of the National Party and ACT Party coalition agreements to bring all vehicles into the road user charges system. This transition is about fairness and equity, ensuring that all road users are contributing to the upkeep and maintenance of our roads, irrespective of the types of vehicles that they choose to drive.
Also in the transport space, the remaining stages of the Land Transport Management Repeal of Regional Fuel Tax Amendment Bill were passed, removing the 11.5% per litre Auckland regional fuel tax imposed by the previous government. The Green Party's Julianne Genter was a frequent speaker throughout.
They benefit more from the busway or from the pedestrian connection than they do from a few kilometres of extra lane of motorway, because that is very quickly filled up with more cars when people have no choice but to drive. It's not a tribal battle between people who happen to use a bike some days and people who happen to use a car. The choices that people have to them that they're able to make about how to get around are fundamentally shaped by decisions made in this House by the executive in their government policy statement. So let's not pretend that we're giving people choice simply by building more roads. That's not what's happening.
MPs turned to the first reading and referral to Select Committee of the Firearms Prohibition Orders Legislation Amendment Bill under the name of Associate Minister of Justice Nicole McKee, who said the bill would help public safety by giving police greater search powers to enforce prohibition orders on gangs. The Green MP Tamitha Paul said the bill would disproportionately add to the workload of police and was a misguided attempt at curbing gang behaviour.
They love to talk about gangs all day long, but they never even seek to understand why it is that people join gangs in the first place. And we know why that is, because it's well documented. The Chief Science Advisor to the Prime Minister said that the reason that people join gangs is because of poverty, that a majority of people who are in gangs is because they experience abuse at the hands of the state. Many people who are incarcerated have high rates of disabilities. They come from impoverished backgrounds. These are the reasons that people join gangs.
Earlier, the Business Payment Practices Act repeal bill passed through all stages, repealing legislation that was due to come into effect this year, requiring businesses to disclose the time they take to pay invoices. The ACT Party's Laura Trask spoke in support of the bill.
The reason that this is under urgency, there's a couple of reasons, but the main one is 3,000 plus businesses would have to upgrade their technology, and then MB would have to spend an enormous amount of money to get the system up and ready to go. So I understand that need for urgency, and we need to move quickly on this. There are better ways that we can have big business or encourage big business to pay than this.
Parliament also debated the remaining stages of the Legal Services Amendment Bill, legislation that ends taxpayer funding to provide reports for judges into offenders' backgrounds at sentencing. National's Suze Redmayne on that.
Let's be really clear here. Amending the Legal Services Act of 2011 to exclude Section 27 from the Legal Aid Scheme doesn't stop offenders from being able to get someone to speak directly to the court on their behalf. It doesn't stop someone from being able to provide a written statement regarding their background. But it does stop the cottage industry that writing Section 27 reports has become.
This afternoon, urgency was moved again. Among the bills which were introduced and had first readings, the Fast Track Consenting Bill, which the government has described as an attempt to cut red tape in the development of big infrastructure projects, legislation which gives singular power to approve projects to individual ministers, and the Gangs Legislation Amendment Bill, which bans patches and gang insignia in public, and introduces dispersal powers to stop gang members consorting in public, and makes membership in gangs an aggravating factor in sentencing. And in what has been a rare move so far this term, some of these bills are heading to select committee, where the public has an opportunity to give input. You've been listening to The House, a program made possible with funding from Parliament's Office of the Clerk. Thanks for listening.